If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. This year's volatile stock market has many investors looking for safety, or at least a way to smooth out the bumps in the road. Turns out, many have found it in the form of buffer funds.
It basically exposes you to the stock market going up or down, but to a lesser degree than if you just only owned stocks.
So how do buffer funds work, and what are the risks of investing in them? We'll ask our markets reporter Eric Wallerstein about it after the break.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Stocks have been flirting with bear market territory on and off this year, and many investors have struggled to find a haven for their money. But some are turning to a type of exchange-traded fund called a buffer fund that aims to give them a layer of protection against market volatility. So how do they work, and do they work? Let's bring in Wall Street Journal markets reporter Eric Wallerstein for some answers. Eric, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, JR. Good to be here.
So Eric, boil this down to simple terms for us. What exactly is a buffer fund?
So a buffer fund is a really popular set of ETFs or exchange-traded funds that will guard an investor's losses from the stock market, but also limit some of their potential gains as well. They'll use an option strategy where they're going to mitigate against some of your losses if the market falls, but then they'll also sell some options to help buy that protection. When they're selling those options, they're going to cap your gains at a certain level. It basically exposes you to the stock market going up or down, but to a lesser degree than if you just only owned stocks.
Now, what are some examples of funds in this category, and are they available to individual investors?
So the largest family of funds in the category is called the JP Morgan Hedged Equity Strategies. Their first fund actually became so big they closed it to new investors, but their two remaining funds are still open, and that can be accessed via your investment advisor, your 401k plan, or other means, versus there's newcomers onto the scene called the buffer ETFs, which are a huge suite of exchange-traded funds that investors can easily access through their investment advisor or a trading app. And so far, just in 2022, over $6 billion has come into these funds.
Why are these types of funds become so popular?
A really big reason these funds have gained so much popularity is, you know, there's been a huge market rout. We had a bear market in the first half of the year, and there really hasn't been much protection. Even in bonds, for instance, they fell almost as much as stocks earlier in the year. So investors have really been looking for other means of protecting their portfolios during a market decline. This is one of those avenues.
So what types of investors typically put money into these funds?
One of the types of investors who have really found these products attractive and put a lot of money into them is the nearing retirement or in retirement group of people. One of the best features of these products is that you know exactly what you're going to get. I know I can only lose X amount, and I know what I can gain up to. So investors who are looking for a little less risk but still want to be in the stock market have really enjoyed these products.
And so have these funds met their goals? You know, how well have these funds performed versus the broader stock market?
One of the reasons these funds have seen so many inflows is because they meet their specific goals. When the market dropped in the first half of the year, over 20%, these funds buffered against at least 10 to 15% of that. So both JP Morgan and the buffer ETFs were only down a roughly 9%. So they do their job. When the market goes up, it'll obviously be to a lesser degree, but they've definitely protected investors so far this year.
Now, shielding an investor from market declines, especially in this market, sounds attractive, but what are the risks involved?
Like any other investment, there are some things to be wary of, or at least to be aware of. So one of the facets of these defined outcome products is you need to enter the strategies at the appropriate time, and then you can expect a certain return in the future. JP Morgan strategies have a roughly 3-month defined time frame where you should enter that strategy at the beginning of the month, and then you know what to expect for the next 3 months. So you just have to be more diligent with how you're trading or holding these products.
You know, Eric, oftentimes investing in mutual funds and ETFs involves fees. What's the fees situation with buffer funds?
Yeah, so the fees can definitely be a little hefty, especially for investors used to more traditional products like the S&P 500 ETF or even a bond ETF such as the Barclays Aggregate. Fees for the JP Morgan products can be anywhere from 0.58 percentage points to 0.60, while buffer ETFs can, they tick up more towards 0.79 percentage points. So that might not mean a lot to you at the outset, but when it's compared to just owning the S&P 500 stocks, it's a lot higher. That would cost you about 0.09 percentage points. Bonds are even lower, around 0.03. So you're definitely paying for this strategy and the managers who are carrying it out.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Eric Wallerstein. Eric, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, JR. Appreciate it.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Join the Wall Street Journal for the WSJ Pro Sustainable Business Forum happening online October 13th and take away practical advice on how to build a sustainability strategy that's right for your business. Use code PODCAST and save 20% on your online pass. Register now at wsj.com/sustainablebusiness.